I want to talk today about the love of God for each one of us. John 3:16 and 17 is my favorite passage. As you know, that's sort of an inside joke because every scripture I quote is my favorite passage. But John 3:16 and 17, as you know, is amazing because it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God came into this world and sent his Son not to condemn it, but to save it." I'm always very interested in studying the names of God and the meaning of the names of God. And in the Old Testament, we have several names of God that are in the Hebrew translated. And from the Hebrew, sometimes we miss the translation of the meaning of God. But one of my favorites is El Roy, Elroi. And this name of God is first used in Genesis 16, 13. And it's in the story of Hagar. She's a servant of Sarah, and Sarah at that point is not able to have kids, and so she gives Hagar to Abraham, and Sarah gets jealous of Hagar, and Abraham says, "Well, do with her whatever you want." So she sends Hagar out into the desert after dealing with her harshly, out into the wilderness, and it says that the angel of the Lord found her. See, the God who sees us is the God who finds us. And he found her by a spring and ministered to her. It's a very fascinating story. And at the end of the story, it says, "So she called the name of the Lord who spoke to her, 'You are a God of seeing.'" That's where we have El Roy. "For she said, 'Truly, I have seen him who looks after me.'" So as she was looking for God, she found that he was already looking for her, and he found her. And that's how it is with each one of us. We know that God is looking for us, and he finds us. In fact, from God's point of view, we've never been lost away from his presence. There's so many passages says, "Where can I go from your presence?" Psalm 139 says, basically, there's nowhere we can go. The highest heaven and the lowest part of Sheol, you cannot get away from God. As far as the east is from the west, you cannot get away from God. Jonah tried to flee from God after God called him to go give a word to Nineveh, and God told him to go east, and he went west. And God prepared a great fish, and you know the story. And that fish took him back east. You can't get away from the presence of God. We're told in the book of Acts that it's in God that we move and live and have our being. I love that passage. That means he's all around us. And he's the God who sees. He's the God who notices. He notices you. He notices you when you feel unnoticed by anyone or anything else. He notices you when you don't feel significant, when you feel like you're a nothing. In fact, we're told that he made himself nothing. Jesus made himself nothing and went to the cross and died for each one of us. We're told in Colossians 2, 14 through 15 that he blotted out the accusations against us in the law on the cross. And he blotted out our sin and he forgave us our sin and he triumphed over evil and he marched the powers of evil through the streets naked, as the Message version says. And he did that because he's the God who sees. He's El Roy. He sees you in your wilderness times. And you might be going through some wilderness times right now. And you may not know this, but God has a calling on your life. And he sees you with giftings that you don't even see yourself as having. And he's calling you to step out into those giftings. We see that in the story of Gideon. The Midianites are harassing the Israelites and they're stealing their wheat. And Gideon is hiding in a wine press trying to thrash out some wheat, hoping he can get away with it so that the Midianites won't take it from him. And the angel of the Lord appears and calls him a valiant warrior and calls him into leadership and calls him into a ministry of love and service where he's going to go fight the enemies of Israel and bring about God's kingdom for God's people in the Old Testament. See, God wants to help you bring about his kingdom in your life today. And we know that his kingdom is brought about through love, through agape love. If you want to know the description of love, read 1 Corinthians 13. You hear it in weddings all the time. Sometimes they don't read the whole chapter, so read the whole chapter. Also, study the fruit of the Spirit. There's 9 fruit of the Spirit. See, God wants us to operate in his grace and in his love. And he also wants us to experience forgiveness, not only for our shortcomings and for ways we have done wrong, but he wants us to experience giving forgiveness to others. And he wants us to move and live and have our being in his presence. There's nowhere we can go away from his presence. Psalms 139 tells us that. Read Psalm 139. God is with you, and God sees you, and God has a plan. And we need to remind ourselves of this. I think of David, a shepherd boy. When Samuel came to Jesse's house, David's father, Samuel asked Jesse to bring all of his sons because God said there was a son of Jesse that was going to be anointed as king to take Saul's place. And Jesse lined up all of his sons except for David. I don't know why he didn't call David in. He probably thought David was too young. He was a shepherd boy, not ready to be king. But Samuel said, no, there's somebody else. So Jesse told him about David, and Samuel said, bring David. Of course, I'm paraphrasing. When David shows up, Samuel knows this is the man. And we have that famous passage that says, God looks at the heart. See, man looks at the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart. God knows your heart. God sees your heart, even when you don't know your heart, because God is the God who sees. Spend time in prayer this week. Spend time meditating on John 3, 16 and 17, and know that Jesus came and died on the cross just for you. And know that God does have a plan for you. And he's the God who sees. He sees you. And let's all start fresh now. Receive that forgiveness. Give that forgiveness to others. And make this a powerful week of ministry. And you can know that he sees you as you notice him. He's already noticed you. And may God help us all notice him more and more and more. And help us all know how to use prayer and scripture in ways that draw us closer to him. And open our hearts up so that we can minister to others and let the love of Christ flow through us to this hurting world. God bless you.